ABC Radio Australia.
Well, when Solomon Islands hosted the Pacific Games in late 2023, their team raked in a record haul of 80 medals for the country, including 12 gold. The athletes' success was put down in no small part to the impact of SINIS, the Solomon Islands National Institute of Sport, which was set up prior to the Games and based on the PNG model, which proved so successful for their team in 2015. But once the Games in Honiara were over, SINIS was plunged into a period of uncertainty. Sporting federations were barred from using it at one point, staff were concerned about job security, and no one knew where future funding for the Institute was going to come from. But now, as Richard Hewitt reports, Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele has put minds at rest by pledging financial support from government for SINIS on an annual basis.
Built by China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation, SINIS opened its doors 2 years ahead of the Pacific Games in November 2021. It was hailed as the future of sports development in Solomon Islands, and that optimism was reinforced when the nation's athletes delivered their best ever performance at the Games in 2023. However, once the event was over, some 18 months of uncertainty followed for the staff at SINIS and for the athletes they served, and there were huge doubts over future funding. But now, at last, those doubts have been put to rest by Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele, with the promise of annual funding from government that was music to the ears of Solomon Islands sporting royalty, gold medal-winning weightlifter Jenly Winnie.
What he said was the SINIS programs and all the things we do for SINIS will continue running. So for me, as an elite athlete and also a coach, that's what we want to hear from the government. He's really supporting sport, and what we are looking forward to now is when the government giving funds, if it really comes to SINIS, that's a good thing, so that the programs continue as we normally do from the beginning.
Once a professional rugby league player with the Mackay Cutters in the Queensland Cup, Zan Djokovic returned to his country of heritage prior to the Pacific Games in 2023 to take up the role of performance manager at SINIS, and he says the last 18 months have been difficult.
There was a bit of uncertainty, which led to confusion and miscommunication along the lines. Definitely a lot of roadblocks, but we still had ongoing programs and events and our processes that were put into place and how we were set up. But we managed to get through it, and in the end, with a positive outcome.
As well as guaranteeing funding, the Manele government has also handed over control of the Institute to the Solomon's National Sports Council. It's a move that causes Jenly Winnie some concerns, because SINIS has still not replaced their inaugural director, Aaron Allsop, and past relations with the NSC have been fraught at times.
We're still waiting what's the next thing from NSC to us. And like, we don't want changes, because all the programs are like a chain. All the departments are working together to prepare the athletes for international competition or national competition here in Solomon Islands. So the funds that are coming into SINIS, that's the most important thing.
It will be a little bit of a transition process. It's just understanding that SINIS is built for a purpose and not to really interfere with, you could say, the technical side of things with regards to the strength and conditioning and maybe the well-being team, and give us full autonomy over the decisions we make, as we are the experts in high performance. And I guess with NSC being the admin side of things, help streamline the process with a lot of things with regards to procedures and whatnot. It complements what we do.
Right now, SINIS is understaffed compared to the numbers that were there for the Pacific Games. Jenly Winnie, for example, is the only strength and conditioning coach in the combat sports and weights division. But Zan Djokovic is hopeful that optimum staffing levels can be restored under the new government deal.
We're probably not going to be as busy as we were before the Pacific Games, given that we were the host country. We're probably not going to be at that same capacity, but in saying that, we still need departments to be filled in order for us to run efficiently. With the numbers we have now, we are getting by, but there is a lot of pressure on our staff. So if we want the quality and the work output and the best results, we would need definitely a few more hands on deck.
So like, it is really difficult when our teams are coming in. We have to have good numbers to do the programs for the athletes, and it will be workload for other staff for us SNC. Example, like three teams together in a day and you continue on for the whole day. It's not right. We need more staff.
The previous Sogavare government spent big on SINIS for the Pacific Games, but once they were over, there was no obvious contingency plan. As a result, the last year and a half has seen pressure on Jenly Winnie and her fellow staff members who are still on the payroll increase.
This is where we develop the athletes. And to develop athletes for the future competition like the Olympic or Commonwealth Games, we have to make use of this facility. It's a history for Solomon Island, this building. But staffs are working overtime. And the important thing is you have to look also for the well-being of the staff here.
Zan Djokovic says the government's funding package means Sinis will be able to deliver on a much-talked-about post-game strategy of their own and creates opportunities for expansion.
That's going to tick all the boxes with regards to why we were built and Sinis' legacy plan. It's going to enable us to be able to initiate these programs and trainings and even engagements with overseas institutes. We have a lot of programs, events, partnerships lined up, and the funding that they allocate to us comes to us directly. We shouldn't be running into any problems in the near future. So there's definitely a lot of room for growth.
And now the immediate target for Sinis is the upcoming Pacific Mini Games in Palau.
We've got a pretty good group going across. We're working off the back of our success at the Pacific Games. And Sinis Institute is definitely a big boost for the athletes and the federations here. Got to get a few things in order before we can keep going. But there's a bright future for us here at Sinis, as long as everyone else plays their part.
Well, Jenny Winnie will be in Palau to coach and to compete, but will we be seeing her in action at the next Pacific Games in Tahiti? She says not, but she also says age isn't a factor as she approaches her 42nd birthday next month.
This will be my fourth mini game, and I think I'll be going for the Commonwealth game, but we'll see what happens on the qualification events. So this mini game is my last mini game. 223 was my last Pacific game. 227 will be a coaching event for me.
I wonder if you might be tempted to change your mind come 2027.
If I have the strength to continue on, why not?
Well, you wouldn't bet against her competing in 2027, would you? That's Jen Lee Winnie, Solomon Islands sporting superstar and set to play a key role as a coach at Sinis for years to come, you would think. But that's the reporter there, Richard Hewitt.